Got blunt.
Got weed.
Y'all know what time it is. Y'all niggas have entered the cloudiest room in the motherfucking building. This is the smoking session, people. I'm your host that do the most, Big Kurt, a.k.a. Y'all is fucking with the Ace, and I got three guests here today. And we about to get shit lit, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself and let y'all niggas know who you is.
Hey, it's Christine, y'all.
It's Stefan.
Man, it's your girl, Q. All
right, man. Shout out to my sister, too, because she put us on this place called Kush 21, and we got one hell of a deal today. We gonna be lighting up. I don't know what we got. What'd you roll?
I rolled up the Blue Diesel by Sessions.
All right, we got some Blue Diesel on deck. I don't know what you got, sis.
Got some Triple Chocolate Chip by Vivid.
Okay, that's what it is. What'd you get that from?
Got this one from Zips.
Ooh.
30% off today.
All right. Y'all don't know about Zips. Y'all better get hip to these motherfuckers. These niggas is in the Soto District down in Seattle, man. They got some deals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but so, yeah, we're going to get lit. Here you go. Here's a lighter. Okay. Somebody spark something. I need to smell something real quick.
We sparking it as we speak.
Okay.
This triple chocolate chip. I almost want to say cookies, but it's tempting.
Right.
Look, got cookies on the jar, so oh, why yeah. not say chocolate
why
chip
not
cookies?
Say chocolate chip cookies. This should look good, though. This is by Vivid.
Yep.
Okay, Vivid done did it. Vivid done did it.
Look at this man over here opening up all the other weed.
Right.
Get Sir, up out of there.
Checking it out. I never heard of Session.
So, man, did y'all hear about those movie theaters? They're about to reopen movie theaters.
I heard really? About that.
Yes, and guess what?
10-foot distance?
They can do that, though, because they're big enough.
People sit in every other seat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So AMC, they're about to reopen these motherfuckers. Like 100 of them. There's like 600 of these bitches, though. They're about to reopen them. I don't know if they already started reopening them, but when they reopen, these niggas are selling tickets for 15 cents.
What?
19-20 prices.
I heard of, I did hear,
did
about,
hear
that.
About that.
I did
See,
hear
yep.
about that.
19-20
I heard about yes. that. I was like, they got to be joking. I was like, but I don't know what they're going to do about the concession stand, though, because.
Oh, they're going to make that regular price. It's like, cause we, if you giving you price good price tickets, we can't give you good price food either.
I'm still sneaking my shit in.
Exactly, man. 15 cents?
Sodas and all.
Who want to go? I'll pay for everybody to go right now at this table. Y'all want to go to a movie?
Yep. When next movie's coming out?
Shit. I don't know what. The next one is next month, like the one that's like everybody's waiting for. It's like some, almost like a superhero type mutant movie. I forgot what it's called.
Is it New Mutant?
Yeah, New Mutant. Yes. Okay. That movie looks cracking. That's coming. Now, I think that's why they start to open shit. And then that new Candyman is supposed to be cracking too.
I can't wait to see
that. That was supposed to come out this year. But
have you seen Candyman? Oh, we gotta put him on.
The original?
You ain't never seen Candyman?
The black nigga with the hook.
All them the bees fuck? Coming out of his mouth? Oh
Margaret, he what?
You gotta see it, babe. He'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, black
what
dude.
What is it? What is it called?
Candyman.
Candyland. Candyman.
Candyman.
Candyman. Man.
Candyman. You're messing his mind up over here.
One word.
He used to stand in the mirror and be like, Candy, man.
Right. Man, so motherfuckers used to be scared of that shit. I'm like, man, this motherfucker crazy.
Or remember Bloody Mary?
Man, that used to be the scariest right there.
I haven't seen that. I don't know. That looks freaky.
The nigga that's a...
It's got them bees coming up.
If I let Cookie watch that shit. Yeah.
It's the nigga with all the pet bees. He got a motherfucking bee farm and shit. Getting his ass stung up by them bees and shit. Yeah, but I don't know. What y'all think about that movie theater? So y'all going to a movie? Or y'all what?
If I go to the movie, you better take me in the daytime. Because at night, it's just like, all of a sudden, I get comatose. I need to go
That's
to sleep.
True. That's true. Like, I do need to watch a movie during the day.
Daytime.
I fall asleep. I ain't even gonna lie about that shit.
Because those chairs are, like, so comfortable. And it's like, once they recline, it's over.
It's crazy. Those are like lazy
boys.
Take a
sip of that drink.
That shit's probably going to be packed like a motherfucker.
Right. It is going to be packed. I don't know. Because it can't be two packed because they got to be
15 cents a ticket.
Yeah, but you know.
Everybody and their mama and their cousin going to be
gone.
You still got to keep that social distance.
You still
got to
keep that distance. Because some of these motherfuckers, like in California, they're going like, they're taking different steps when they open up that coat, like because of COVID and shit. Now everything's gonna be like in color, like your color's gonna determine like the rate of which your county opens or reopens. Because if it's a certain color,
certain phases.
And if it's a certain color, that means I forgot what colors they were, but it means that this city's got the most cases.
Mm-hmm.
This one doesn't. This one's like hella low cases. So it's gonna depend on like how.
That's probably what they're doing with that damn census shit too.
Man, you know they are.
Well, look. Well, speaking about the COVID and all that, at work yesterday, they sent everybody home because they said somebody was in our building that had it at the DC location. They're not telling us who it is.
What's the employee?
Yep. They're not telling us who
it is. Oh, no, they won't tell you. They won't tell you.
I know, because of disclosure. They want to keep that personal. And then they said the people that was around that employee, they made them go home. So our building was closed for the rest of yesterday. And then today.
That's crazy.
Are they making you guys get tested?
No, not us. They just doing a cleaning for the building.
Right.
But
I had work because I was.
He said
building.
If we want to get tested, we can. But if not, I'm like, I know I ain't got it, so I'm not getting tested.
But they read us the same sheet of paper that the one place that got read got shut down. We didn't get shut down. We had work today.
It's like, man, you ain't sticking that motherfucker up my nose like that. I'm like, fuck that. You know what's crazy though? I seen how they did it on like a celebrity. Versus like a regular civilian nigga like us. Regular civilians, they stick that shit hella far.
Yeah.
But I seen them do it to a celebrity. They barely went up that motherfucker's nose. I was like, oh, hold on. Like, y'all niggas is like jabbing the nigga's eyeball when you do us. But I seen them do a celebrity and it barely went up.
Discretion when it's somebody not famous.
Right.
They don't care.
They're like, shit, fucking hit his eyeball if he has to.
I get back in there.
Jesus, crazy. Look, okay, I don't know which bud I got right now. Cause we just passed it. They both look the same. We're just passing them along.
I think that one's your.
This one's ours.
Nice.
Yeah.
That one's. They're both hitting nice.
They are. Nice. Hell, yeah, I was just about to say
they
that.
They both have a nice taste.
Nice.
I think that the what is it, chocolate chip?
Uh-huh.
That one smelled better than the blue diesel. But they both taste. Good.
They're good.
They do taste good as hell.
How's you guys high hitting you right now? Is it creeping?
That's what I was about to say. I was about to say, we go, this is the part of the show, motherfuckers, when we rate that bud. And right now, we rate the bud off of five key factors. Taste, smell, looks, the highness it gives you, and the breakdown. So right now, we're going to base this off the looks. I like how y'all's look, to be honest. I'm going to look at y'all's real quick again before I decide to make my decision.
That's
and
the
you
right
can
thing
go ahead
do.
And rate your... Yeah. You can go ahead and rate your shit 1 to 10. Oh, yeah, I'm liking this. Yeah, put that light up under there, man.
Yeah, get up in that light.
Oh, look at that.
You see it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It got a little, is that purple in there?
It look like a little purple.
Yeah,
you see the crystals?
I see the crystals.
That's real good.
Yeah, that shit look nice. Okay,
now
fuck
take
it.
Take that out the pack.
Y'all motherfuckers, I'm going to go ahead and give y'all weed a 9, the one you brought today. I'm going to get that a 9 on the looks. And that motherfucker look nice as hell. Almost look like a little diamond, you know what I'm saying? All the crystals I got on.
That one was after the fact. About that, after the total.
Okay, go ahead. You want to look at it? What you give your own weed? I want to see what you give your weed.
I give that weed a 10.
Yours,
and not,
the
and
looks?
Not, yep, and not just because it's mine, but
no,
the looks of it. And because it has that purple in there, and you
right.
can see the crystals in there.
Right.
I feel like when you can see the crystals in the weed,
too.
You know you got some fire.
Yeah. My shit look good as well, too, but... Y'all's is extra frosted flaked on it. Y'all got the extra frosted on it. I'm going to get mine's about an 8. I'm going to get mine's an 8. Go ahead. Y'all niggas need to go ahead.
What would you give this?
I'll give mine's an 8 for looks.
He gave it an 8 for looks.
8, yeah. 8 is good.
Yeah, see?
It smokes good. Better. It smokes better than it looks.
Right. No, that's true. That is true. That's true.
But it also looks and smokes better than it smells.
Sometimes it's like that.
Yeah, it is like that. You might got some shit that smell kind of like, man, this shit whack. And you light that bitch up and smoke it, you're like, wow.
Just Just an empty jar.
Right. Shit. Man, these motherfuckers going around, though. Okay, we got the looks out the way. Did you say anything about the looks? No? You
good? Yeah, the looks are good.
All right, on to the smell. This one do not got a good smell, like you said.
It just smells like kind of like leaves.
Yeah, this smell like leaves. Everybody, like, yeah.
Outside smell.
Yep, smell like niggas got down picking weeds and shit.
Some hay.
It's not quite. I don't think it's quite hay.
No.
No, it's kind of like
smell.
Okay, yeah, it does. No cap, it does smell like a leaf from outside. But it sure don't smoke like a leaf from outside.
It sure don't. That shit smoke.
He
like...
said he's getting something totally different here.
All right, what you getting?
Smell like some cheese or something.
Cheese.
It says it's Blue Diesel, right?
Yeah.
You getting? Oh it? Yeah.
You getting? Oh, smell like smell different.
Oh yeah.
He broke it open.
Like almost like blue cheese. Like a sweet,
tangy. Oh, it smells good.
Sweet, skunky,
tangy. It smells good. It smells good. This nigga broke it open.
Oh, yeah.
Hitting this smells shit. Good. Yeah.
But see, you broke it down. You didn't smell anything when you broke it down?
It
kind of
does have like a soury taste.
It do got
a.
Yeah.
Let me see. Y'all ain't gonna leave me out.
It's diesel. Because sour diesel. So it's probably like sour diesel.
Okay.
Is this a hybrid?
Yeah, it's a hybrid.
It has like a sweet smell to it.
It's called Blue Diesel. It's probably blueberry diesel.
Okay, take this back because I'm losing pieces.
Damn.
All right, go ahead.
Blue Dream.
It does, like, once you
no seeds?
Open it.
No, nah, no seeds.
No seeds, yeah, no seeds.
No seeds, motherfuckers.
So, okay, I like, the smell is good to me. I get that smell a 10.
Yep.
I'm
rocking with you on that 10 with that 10, one. Smells like, good smell, once you broke it open.
Smell the jar, and then, oh, you know, take a little one out and break it and smell it. You see the difference?
Yeah, there's a bigger difference when you break that shit.
Oh, yeah.
This shit smells
like a skunk. That smells
like
a skunk.
It smells different when you break it. It smells way different. I'm going to give yours a 10, too. This one smells good as hell.
Yeah, 10.
I'm going to give that a 10.
It smells like that empty jar smell until you break it.
That shit smells good as hell. 10. Everybody got the 10 on them off of the smell.
Yeah, 10.
Hell yeah. Okay, we're going to go ahead. The taste. This shit tastes exquisite. This shit tastes lovely. The taste is all there. What kind of swisher y'all niggas roll up in? That's regular. A regular? Oh, they're both rolled with regular swishers too. So, didn't no swisher come in and help the taste with a flavor? This motherfucking weed kicked the dough down and said, "Hey, nigga, I'm here."
Yeah.
Look at me. You know what I'm saying? It tastes good. It tastes good. I like
it's
it.
Like fruity and like
10 lemony. On the taste.
Zesty almost too.
Boy, yeah, he knows his flavors.
Yeah, he do.
The man knows his flavors. Oh, yeah. No, but
I'm trying to taste it right now. Yeah, that tastes good.
When you taste it, you taste on the tip of your tongue, and then you taste it towards the back.
It is a little sweet.
A little lemon on my tongue right
now. For taste, I'm going to give it a 10 because it tastes good. Right. Both of them.
That's what tastes good. Okay, we go with the effect, the highness it give you. You niggas high? Can you guys rate right now?
I don't know if I can really decipher since we smoke both of them at the same time.
Right. Okay.
So I'm just going to say that I'm high and I like both of them.
Right.
They both get a pass for me.
Yeah, I'm high, so shit. Obviously, one of the motherfuckers worked. We don't know which one.
Both of them work.
No,
they
mine
both
worked.
Yours.
Mine's worked.
All right, we about to roll another one of mine.
I feel like yours.
And you know what? I'm not even about to argue because they both was good at the end of the day.
The diesel
hits.
Blue diesel.
The diesel hits. the chocolate chip is hitting, but the diesel fucking hits.
See?
There you go.
The boy, no. There and that's go. The man to ask right there.
Sure will.
No, but yeah, they both hit, man. I'm high. You high. Shit. They both get a pass from me.
Sure. I was going to bring the Peach OG pen, but.
Oh, shit. You got that?
I want to put it over the top.
He said too much, huh? Hey, but, okay, we'll go with the breakdown. How'd yours break down?
It wasn't crumbly, but it wasn't sticky either. So it was just like, I didn't want it to be crumbly anyway, but I didn't want it to be dumb sticky. The breakdown was super good though. Like it was super easy.
Me and you both. I don't like this. Too sticky is too much because then you got to wash your hands after you roll, because if you roll it with your hands like that, you're going to be fucking up the swisher or whatever you roll it with.
Right.
But yeah, too much sticky.
That's when you'd be sticking your finger and you're like, trying to lick it, get it more
see,
wet.
That's what I'm saying. You might as well fuck all that. You might as well just wash your hands before you roll.
Right.
Just go ahead and do
that. That swisher will stick to your fingers.
Right. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what it is, man. We getting high in this bitch. We blazing. And we on fire right now. This shit gone. This shit's up going up though. This shit good.
Mm. You gotta show Kurt that video.
Break down on the
we can do something like that.
Yeah.
What is this? The Blue Diesel. The breakdown on the Blue Diesel was cool, but the thing I was thinking about while breaking it down is like, remember back in the day when you would go get weed from the weed man?
Yeah. Like 7 bags.
But you almost feel like the weed was like so much more fresh when you got it. You know, now you get a package and it's like air packed and sealed in there, and it's like dry and crumbles, you know?
Yeah, this is cool though.
No, the breakdown was all right. It didn't turn into dust.
Right, just, yeah. I don't like the dust.
It's a little bit more dry than I would
have shake, you know
what
I'm saying? It looked like some good nugs.
Right. I don't like the shit that break down into nice shake.
Nice and manicured, too. You know?
You be saving your roaches?
Yeah, I don't save them. We just put them out and then shit.
Boy, I give you a roach collection. I didn't say I want it. But them roaches come in handy if you got a hard time. Uh-huh. Break them motherfuckers back down.
You roach blunts?
I break it down. Yeah. Roach blunts, motherfucker, shit drop on you. You gotta sit.
Shit drop all on you and shit.
Niggas start burning your ass.
Niggas start patting yourself and shit hella hard.
That shit is not a game.
Nah, not at all. But yeah. This shit, I don't know about y'all, but I'm on another level right now. Y'all niggas ain't hearing me.
No, I think we heard you.
No, you did. But anyway, what do y'all think about that Megan Tory story?
He don't be into it like that, but
oh, okay. Well,
I know something else happened. Something else had to trigger him for him to want to shoot her in both her feet.
They say she was getting on him.
Yeah, that's what they said. Yes, but she, see?
Show me my pinky toe.
Man, shut up. But see, the thing is, she said.
Mother night.
She's saying that she didn't put her hands on him. It was an argument that was in the car.
She came out saying he did it.
Yeah, she did. She said they was arguing in the car. She said she was in the front. His bodyguard was in the back, I believe. And somebody was driving, she said, and he just leaned over and started shooting. And went up in her feet. That shit ain't funny, but goddamn.
Right.
I was like, there gotta be a little more to the story, though. Right. There has to be.
Man, I don't, why would you just shoot at her just like that? You know?
Yeah, sucker. Like, she is like 6'1". And I remember my homeboy I used to work with at the theater, he was like, I don't give a fuck. He was like, gee, he said, any bitch over 6'1", you fight like a nigga. So, in that case, maybe.
Right. Just like, she pulled out a knife. Right. She pulled out a blade. He said, you know, hey, I got to pull my pistol.
That's what I said, too. I said, Harlem Nights.
I got to shoot you. You pull out a blade.
He said, I'm a shoot you in your goddamn toe. I'm going to blow that motherfucker right off.
But it got her in both her feet.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I was like, he was trying to fuck up her career.
Yeah. Shit. Because you know them knees. Shake that ass no more. Right. You shaking
the
ass.
The knees is what she known for.
Right. So, bitch, want to shake that ass for another nigga? Come here. I got you.
And at first, they were saying the beef is because he was talking to Kylie at a party.
Yeah.
And I was like, Kylie ain't said shit, so. I doubt it. And then
Kylie sitting back like.
And Kylie's in their fucking video WAP with Cardi B. Did you see it?
Oh, is that her name?
Yeah, that's her. That's Kylie.
Who, yeah, I couldn't tell who.
Yep.
We gonna put in a video, then go hang out with her at the house. And like, man, these niggas is hella weird in Hollywood.
So it was like the party happened first, and then they did the video. So people was like, it wasn't no beef, because if there was beef, why would she be in the video?
Right.
I was like, that makes sense. Because if I'm beefing, I'm like, nah, I ain't doing nothing with you.
Yeah, I ain't doing shit.
I'm cool off you.
Say what, nigga? Yeah, that's what I thought.
And but, I was like, and if it was some shit involved with, like, Kylie, their mom being Kris Jenner, she would have shut that shit down, like, immediately.
All the way.
Like, none of this shit would have got out. She would have shut it down.
Yeah, that shit, I don't know what happened, but them niggas is crazy. That nigga ain't got good aim. Unless he was, like, just trying to scare her.
Like, reach over, like, bitch, I'll blow your fucking feet off.
Nigga, put that weak-ass little pistol away. You ain't never shoot that motherfucker. Oh, yeah? And then he probably tried to shoot the ground, and the ricochet and hit her foot.
Right.
And he probably got, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
But she said she was not trying to tell, because the way society is, she was like, and how all the black men just been getting shots. She said, so she was trying to protect them. But when he started acting the way he acted and everybody started slandering
her. He didn't even say nothing.
That's I'm like, what'd he say?
I didn't hear him say nothing, Elise.
Okay, well, whatever. Maybe he texted or something that we don't know about.
Right. Bitch, you say something else, I'll shoot you the other foot.
She's like, you already did. Well, I'm going to get your elbow right. next. Right. You won't be holding no
I'll
mic.
Shoot the motherfuckers again. Before you heal, I'll shoot them again.
But nah, all jokes aside, that motherfucker was wrong. And if the shoe was on the other foot, a female be wrong for shooting a dude in the foot, too. In both his goddamn feet.
Niggas would be like...
A female just gonna reach over and just pow-pow in the front seat? Hell nah.
But you know, it would be received different. Niggas would be like, damn, that bitch gangster. You know they'll say some shit like that.
That bitch Queen Latifah on that motherfucker.
She set it off like Queen Latifah and that bitch. That's what that nigga get. You know, that's what they'll be saying.
Yeah, that's
true. They wouldn't even give a fuck to
me. They wouldn't.
That's what you get for hitting a woman. That's some shit like whatever happened. I don't know shit.
So wrong is wrong.
Right. You motherfuckers would be like.
They would try to sugarcoat it for a female, but the whole time this motherfucker might really be crazy.
Like that bitch is G for that. But that nigga won't do that again.
Then you have females out in the street talking about, shut up, nigga, if I do you like that bitch did her nigga.
They would, though. They would. Say that shit, but man. Y'all know what time it is.
Don't be moving your leg. Every time my leg touch your leg, you get the moving your leg.
Hey.
Keep it right here.
What do you got? He got something on
him? No, it's okay. He doesn't have anything.
Y'all know what time it is, man. This is the part of the show where we let you know what we had on deck. Was it Reggie or was it fire? Y'all niggas know what I'm going to say. That shit was blazing. That shit set the roof on fire, man. What about y'all, man?
That shit was some fire. No cap.
Both of them.
We can't. I'm not even saying, oh, this one was that, Blue this one Diesel. Was that. They was both fire.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Blue Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you know it's fire when he's talking about some, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fire, man. But, man, I guess that's it for the episode, man. Y'all niggas stay tuned for more. We gonna be back on this shit for real. And I just want to give a shout out to my guests. Thank y'all for coming in and showing love to a motherfucker like me. I ain't doing shit, man. It's Big Kurt, the motherfucker host that do the most, man. It's the smoking section. Go ahead, y'all. Say your shit.
And thank you for having us. You know, we appreciate you bringing us here today. And God bless.
Every day.
Oh, boom, boom, boom.
Hey. Hail Mary.
Boom, boom, boom.
Your niggas kind of scary.
Boom, 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 boom.
What?
Did it.
Hail Mary!
Y'all niggas crazy, man. But, man, with all that shit, I want y'all niggas to stay smoky. That's all y'all gotta do, man. Stay smoky.
And I hope y'all ready to smoke. Because it's gonna get cloudy up in here. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Got what you want, no six or C's. Niggas know when they smoke with me. We be rolling up and smoking on some of the finest, that finest treat. I'm like, yeah, you know that
I got it.
Money all in my pocket. So if I run out, I rebound just like Wallace. Niggas know that I'm the man. Fire all up in my hand.
Smoking.